act like you cannot lose, and your presence changes before you speak. The room feels your direction before you move. You carry no tension, no hesitation, no doubt. Every motion is deliberate, as if history itself has already adjusted to your decision. This is not arrogance, it is alignment. You have studied consequence, endured failure, and stripped emotion until only structure remains. When you move now, you move with inevitability. The disciplined carry an energy that needs no permission. You stand before each day as if it were an opponent already defeated in principle. The weak negotiate with fatigue, delay, and opinion. You do not. You have already buried negotiation beneath repetition. The Stoic lives with the calm of one who has rehearsed loss until it lost meaning. What remains is precision, clarity, and command. You do not perform confidence. You operate from proof. You have done the work. You have earned the stillness that others mistake for mystery. The world will try to provoke you into chaos. It will test your focus, bait your ego, and challenge your patience. You do not bend. You do not plead with uncertainty. You face it the way steel faces flame, with refinement. To act like you cannot lose is not to deny challenge, but to dominate it through composure. You have nothing to protect because you already stand where victory begins, within command of self. When you begin to act like you cannot lose, your posture changes. You stop negotiating with hesitation. You move as if the result has already been secured, not through arrogance, but through preparation so complete that doubt has no place to stand. The Stoic understands this posture is not emotional confidence, but logical certainty. The mind has already endured every possible outcome before the event begins. You are no longer acting from the fear of loss. You are acting from the reality of command. Every movement you make is a declaration of control. The body follows the convictions of the mind. When the mind decides that loss is irrelevant, hesitation dies. You start to move through decisions without emotional interference. Each choice becomes precise, clean, and detached from the noise of what others think. You stop calculating based on fear and start executing based on principle. That is the essence of Stoic power. This mentality removes the emotional volatility that weakens most people. They fluctuate between doubt and pride, between hope and fear. You don't. You operate from a fixed internal state. The result no longer dictates your peace. You know that the only true loss is self-abandonment. Once you eliminate the possibility of abandoning yourself, you have already won. The rest is logistics. When you adopt this mindset, your energy shifts from reaction to direction. The Stoic does not wait for opportunity. They create conditions that cannot fail to produce it. You start to see every situation as neutral material. Pressure, delay, rejection, all of it becomes raw clay to sculpt your endurance. Nothing external defines your progress. Only your consistency does. The idea of acting like you cannot lose is not about fantasy. It is about orientation. It is aligning your daily conduct with inevitability. You cannot control outcomes, but you can eliminate the chance of collapse. The Stoic builds such a firm system of mind and body that defeat becomes impractical. Even setbacks contribute to expansion. Every loss is translated into refinement. Every obstacle reinforces stability. You stop thinking about how to avoid failure. You start thinking about how to remain unshaken regardless of failure. The difference is decisive. You are no longer attached to comfort or praise. You start to respect difficulty as the true ground of strength. When you live like this, you become immune to the ordinary turbulence that dominates weaker spirits. You no longer chase motivation. You operate on discipline, precision, and order. The Stoic accepts reality exactly as it is, then moves through it with full force. You do not soften yourself for convenience. You stop explaining your ambition. You act with clarity, without seeking validation. Each day becomes a training ground for indifference toward distraction. You understand that emotional control is not suppression, it is structure. Your reactions are built, not improvised. To act like you cannot lose, you must first remove the illusion that you have something to lose. The things that define most people, status, possessions, comfort, are not yours to keep. They belong to time. What is yours is your conduct that cannot be taken from you. When you identify with what cannot be taken, you stop living like a gambler and start living like a builder. Every Stoic knows that fortune is unstable. The wise do not build their identity on outcomes, they build it on their process. The process cannot betray you. If you train, study, think, and act with consistency, no event can alter your direction. Even when external conditions shift, your trajectory stays intact. This is what it means to live beyond chance. When you internalize this, you move differently. You walk into challenges as if they are part of your plan. You speak with deliberate calm. You execute with quiet intensity. You do not need reassurance because your foundation is evidence. You know what you have done. You know what you are building. Confidence is no longer emotional, it is mathematical. You act as though you cannot lose because your definition of loss has changed. To you, loss is refusing to act according to principle. As long as you stay aligned with principle, you win. Even in defeat, you advance. Even in uncertainty, you remain centered. No external chaos can shake a mind that has already accepted the terms of life. You play the long game with no interruptions. People around you will sense this. They may misinterpret it as coldness. It is not. It is precision. You are no longer available for emotional negotiation. You speak little, do much, and stay composed. You carry the discipline of one who has already tested their limits in private. When others panic, you breathe. When others boast, you calculate. When others hesitate, you move. Acting like you cannot lose requires memory. You must remember the times you survived what should have broken you. You must remember the mornings you rose after nights of uncertainty. The Stoic mind collects proof of endurance, not complaint. That archive becomes your power. Every test survived adds weight to your presence. You will begin to notice that acting like you cannot lose does not mean you expect to win easily. It means you have removed the option of surrender. You advance regardless of convenience. Discipline replaces emotion as the driver. Purpose replaces preference. The more you live like this, the less you are controlled by circumstance. When pressure rises, most people seek escape. You seek alignment. You ask one question. What does this require of me? Then you execute without hesitation. You simplify the path by cutting away distraction. You conserve your attention like currency. The Stoic understands. Attention is the gatekeeper of destiny. Where your focus goes, your life follows. Every act of control builds momentum. You start to experience calm power. Not excitement, not apathy, but centered momentum. This is the posture of the unbreakable. It does not rush. It does not delay. It operates at the exact pace required for dominance. You are no longer chasing the finish line. You are setting the terrain. You learn to anticipate resistance. You expect difficulty. That expectation removes its sting. When hardship arrives, you have already accounted for it. You respond with structure, not emotion. The Stoic understands that life tests discipline, not feelings. Those who rely on emotion collapse when conditions shift. Those who rely on order continue. You move with the calm of inevitability. You understand that control is internal alignment, not external dominance. You cannot control the storm, but you can control your position within it. Every day becomes an exercise in posture. How you stand in chaos determines what you can command after it. This mindset simplifies existence. You stop wasting energy on blame or resentment. You see clearly what needs to be done, and you do it. The act itself becomes the source of strength. The results are secondary. You no longer feed on praise or sympathy. Your nourishment is movement. When you live as if you cannot lose, your emotions serve your discipline, not the reverse. Anger becomes energy. Fear becomes awareness. Pain becomes refinement. You do not run from discomfort. You extract structure from it. Every difficulty becomes data. Every setback becomes adjustment. The Stoic does not waste suffering. They recycle it into advantage. This posture extends into every area: work, relationships, health, purpose. You begin to see that each domain obeys the same law. Control your conduct. Ignore the noise. The same discipline that sharpens your body sharpens your thinking. The same consistency that builds your career builds your composure. Nothing is isolated. Everything is training. The world becomes a testing ground. Every encounter reveals your stability. The Stoic uses this to measure progress. The question is never whether life is fair. The question is whether you are disciplined enough to remain consistent when it is not. That is where strength is measured. To act like you cannot lose is to move without self-interference. You silence the internal commentary. You trust your preparation. You execute without waiting to feel ready. Readiness is an illusion. Action reveals readiness. The Stoic moves first, thinks clearly, and refines through repetition. The mind must be trained to separate impulse from command. Every time you pause before reacting, you strengthen this separation. The more you strengthen it, the more you dominate your environment. The Stoic's goal is not to feel strong, but to be reliable. Reliability outlasts inspiration. Every day you repeat this process. You reduce the margin for chaos. Your systems become tighter. Your principles become instinct. You reach a point where decisions no longer require emotional approval. You act from structure, not mood. This is what people misinterpret as confidence. It is discipline that has been automated. When the average person faces loss, they fold, because their identity depends on comfort. Your identity depends on consistency. That is why you cannot lose. Even if everything external collapses, your process remains intact. You will rebuild faster than most can recover. The Stoic does not panic when the structure shakes. They rebuild with improved design. Each time you act with this conviction, you reinforce it. The mind adapts to certainty through exposure. The more you execute with composure, the more permanent it becomes. You start to embody inevitability. People sense it. They respond to it. You do not persuade them. You demonstrate. You begin to see how the idea of loss is mostly social illusion. The opinions of others, the judgments of the crowd, they have no weight in your framework. You are guided by results, not recognition. The Stoic understands that fame and failure are both distractions from mastery. The only focus worth keeping is the next deliberate act. Every challenge that confronts you becomes a mirror. It shows where you hesitate, where you react, where you still negotiate with weakness. Use those reflections as fuel. The disciplined mind converts reflection into correction, not self-pity. That conversion is the foundation of progress. When the world grows chaotic, you become simpler. When others multiply their distractions, you reduce yours. You streamline your priorities until only essentials remain: duty, clarity, execution. That simplicity breeds speed. Speed without haste, efficiency without anxiety. The Stoic does not rush because they trust their timeline. You start to view time differently. You stop rushing to outcomes. You begin to understand that mastery has no finish line. The act of showing up clean every day is the win. That is why you cannot lose. You have redefined what winning is. Winning is alignment with discipline. Everything else is noise. This mindset does not make you emotionless. It makes you deliberate. You still feel pressure, fatigue, frustration, but they no longer control you. You experience them as signals, not commands. You interpret them through the lens of structure. Emotion becomes data. Discipline becomes translation. Acting like you cannot lose does not exempt you from risk. It transforms your relationship with it. You take calculated risks without anxiety because your foundation does not depend on the outcome. You measure everything by preparation, not luck. The Stoic believes in cause and effect, not chance and excuse. When you act like you cannot lose, you begin to understand freedom. Freedom is not the absence of restraint. It is mastery over reaction. You can move through any environment, any challenge, any uncertainty, and remain composed. You do not need control of circumstances. You need control of self. The people who live this way form an unspoken brotherhood of presence. They recognize each other by conduct, not words. The posture, the silence, the precision, it all signals mastery. You are either building this architecture or being shaped by those who have. As this mentality becomes permanent, you stop comparing yourself to others. You measure yourself against your last standard. The only competition that matters is between your current discipline and your previous one. Progress becomes internal mathematics. You are either advancing or decaying. There is no neutral state. When you act like you cannot lose, you shift from expectation to evidence. You stop predicting success and start proving it. Every action becomes a line of data that supports your inevitability. This is the Stoic method of dominance, measured, unemotional, factual alignment with purpose. At this level, you no longer announce your goals, you execute them. The noise of intention is replaced by the silence of completion. That silence is the sound of control. The world notices without you needing to explain. Authority grows from results, not declarations. You realize that acting like you cannot lose is not about invincibility, it is about sustainability. You can keep going when others stop. You can rebuild when others retreat. You can stay steady when others lose focus. That endurance becomes your proof. The longer you hold the line, the fewer opponents remain. The Stoic does not seek to dominate others. The goal is to dominate chaos, to stand still in clarity while the world moves without order. That posture is the highest strength. When you embody it, loss becomes irrelevant. You have already secured the only victory that matters, command of self. Internal dominion begins where reaction ends. You learn to stand inside the storm and see it without distortion. The mind no longer bends to the rhythm of emotion. It observes, it measures, it directs. You control your interpretation before it controls you. Each situation becomes an exercise in governance. The Stoic knows that all external power begins with internal jurisdiction. You cannot command others if you cannot command yourself. You cannot influence outcomes if your mind is divided. Dominion means unity. It means your thoughts, emotions, and actions obey the same ruler, your will. When your will is disciplined, your behavior becomes consistent. That consistency turns into presence. Presence is the language of mastery. The Stoic builds this presence through repetition. Every act of restraint strengthens your internal walls. Each moment you hold your composure while others collapse adds another stone to the fortress. You are no longer the servant of mood swings. You are the architect of your responses. That is where internal dominion becomes visible. To sustain this, you must simplify. Complexity invites weakness. The Stoic reduces life to its controllable variables: thought, decision, execution. When you stop scattering attention, you consolidate energy. Focused energy becomes influence. Influence without noise is the purest form of control. You start to feel the weight of calm authority within yourself. Dominion is not aggression. It is order. You impose structure on chaos by embodying it. The disciplined mind does not need to dominate through volume. It dominates through direction. When others act from impulse, you act from sequence. That difference creates distance. Distance creates leverage. Leverage builds power. You will face moments designed to fracture your stability. People will provoke you to test your silence. Circumstances will shift to test your certainty. The Stoic anticipates this. You prepare not by wishing for ease, but by rehearsing command. You visualize the test. Then you remain still when it arrives. That stillness becomes your proof. The strength of dominion is not visible in loud moments. It shows in restraint when pressure rises. You do not need to prove control. You embody it. Each time you pause before reacting, you assert sovereignty. The pause is not hesitation, it is calibration. You choose precision over impulse. That single act separates the disciplined from the emotional. Internal dominion removes the fragility that dependence creates. When you no longer depend on approval, comfort, or agreement, you cannot be manipulated. The Stoic becomes immovable because their stability does not come from circumstance. It comes from structure. You are not against the world. You are simply no longer at its mercy. There will be noise around you, opinion, judgment, confusion. None of it belongs inside you. The disciplined mind maintains border control. Only truth and principle are allowed entry. Every other influence is examined, then discarded. You treat your consciousness like territory under protection. Nothing enters without purpose. In this posture, you begin to understand quiet strength. You no longer need to react to prove you are aware. You no longer need to explain to prove you understand. You act, you observe, you adjust. The Stoic's calm is not emptiness, it is precision. The less you speak, the more authority your words carry. Dominion over self produces clarity. Clarity produces efficient motion. You stop overthinking because you have already built a structure of reasoning that filters noise. Decision-making becomes clean. Your actions follow logic rather than emotion. The mind and the body work as a single system directed by command, not confusion. This dominion expands through testing. Without resistance, there is no proof of control. Life provides these tests naturally: conflict, fatigue, uncertainty. Each one measures how well your structure holds. The Stoic treats hardship as an audit of strength. If you remain composed, you pass. If you falter, you refine. You start to appreciate discomfort. It shows you where you still lack control. Every reaction you cannot govern becomes a lesson. The disciplined person studies these reactions with detachment. No shame, no denial, just examination. That examination turns emotion into data. Data becomes wisdom. Wisdom becomes command. With time, your baseline changes. You wake with purpose before instruction. You act with discipline before emotion. You end each day with evaluation instead of complaint. This rhythm becomes your fortress. The Stoic does not seek comfort from control. They seek peace through structure. Structure becomes sanctuary. Dominion deepens through solitude. When you can be alone without unrest, you have achieved a level of control most never touch. Solitude strips away performance. It reveals what remains when there is no audience. If your mind stays steady, your dominion is real. If it drifts into chaos, you return to training. This training never ends. The Stoic does not graduate from discipline. You refine your control through each cycle of failure and correction. The process is endless because life keeps testing you in new forms. You do not resist the test. You welcome it. Every trial is a mirror of progress. As your internal order strengthens, external situations start to align, not by chance, but by cause. Order inside generates order outside. People begin to respond to your steadiness. Opportunities gravitate toward reliability. Chaos respects structure. The more composed you become, the more influence you carry. Internal dominion is invisible to those who seek validation. It does not demand recognition. It expresses itself through results, calm decision, consistent execution, reliable leadership. When the world shakes, people look to the one who remains calm. That becomes you. You eventually learn that mastery is not a feeling. It is a measurement of stability under stress. The Stoic understands that the truest power is emotional neutrality combined with decisive action. That state cannot be gifted. It must be built through endurance, reflection, and repetition. To maintain dominion, you practice detachment from outcomes without losing intensity toward effort. You give everything, not because you fear loss, but because you respect principle. You refuse to let fatigue corrupt your standards. That consistency becomes sacred. Each act reinforces the architecture of command. When you reach this point, serenity is no longer fragile. It becomes weaponized calm, steady, strategic, and unshakable. You act with composure when others fracture. You navigate conflict with the same stillness you bring to routine. The environment changes, but your internal temperature does not. Dominion is the silence between reaction and control. It is the pause that precedes command. It is the posture that absorbs chaos without distortion. When you live from this center, victory and loss both become neutral data points. The outcome changes nothing about your order. That is how the Stoic becomes untouchable. In every era, those who mastered themselves shaped history. Their influence outlived fortune because it was built on internal control. You walk the same path when you rule your own mind. That rule is the highest form of freedom. Nothing greater can be achieved until that throne is secured. Behavioral discipline is the physical expression of internal dominion. It is how philosophy becomes visible. Without structure in action, strength of mind remains abstract. The Stoic lives by systems that translate principle into performance. Every behavior is calibrated to support stability. The smallest routines become proof of control. You begin by organizing your environment. Disorder outside reflects confusion inside. The disciplined person arranges their surroundings with precision because clarity feeds composure. The workspace is clean, the schedule is defined, the tools are prepared before use. This order removes friction. It prevents hesitation before execution. When your environment supports your mission, momentum becomes natural. Each day begins with intentional rhythm. The Stoic does not drift into the morning. They rise with clarity. The body moves before the mind protests. You train yourself to act before comfort negotiates. The first act of the day sets the posture for the rest. Once you start strong, discipline continues without friction. Behavioral discipline depends on measurable standards. You set them in advance, not when emotion decides. The disciplined person knows exactly what constitutes completion. You know what must be done and by when. There is no debate once the rule is set. This removes the waste of decision fatigue. you execute with mechanical precision. Consistency is the currency of strength. The Stoic understands that repetition is not monotony, it is mastery. You build your power through recurrence, the same meal, the same workout, the same study routine. Each repetition strengthens identity. You no longer depend on mood to act. Action becomes default. In this state, productivity becomes predictable. You stop chasing motivation. You operate on protocol. You follow the same chain of events daily until it becomes instinct. This frees the mind for higher focus. When the body knows what to do, thought is reserved for strategy, not resistance. You treat time as sacred. Every hour has purpose. The disciplined person measures time in output, not duration. You calculate progress by what was built, not how long it took. Waste becomes visible. You begin cutting unnecessary actions, conversations, and indulgences. Life becomes streamlined, efficient, quiet. Discipline in behavior also means precision in rest. The Stoic does not glorify exhaustion. They manage recovery as strategically as work. Sleep, nutrition, reflection, all serve performance. Laziness disguises itself as leisure when it lacks intention. True rest is preparation for sustained action. Accountability reinforces behavioral structure. You audit yourself daily. At the end of each day, you ask whether you executed what was planned. No excuses, no negotiation. Self-assessment replaces self-criticism. The point is not guilt, it is correction. The disciplined person treats each day as a report to their own conscience. Discipline removes randomness. Random action produces random results. When your behavior follows systems, results follow patterns. You can predict outcomes because your actions are consistent. This predictability builds trust in yourself. Trust eliminates doubt. Doubt is replaced by proof. Routine becomes armor. You rely on it during chaos. When emotion tries to dictate behavior, structure intervenes. The plan executes itself because you built it to survive distraction. In moments of fatigue or stress, you fall back on design, not willpower. This is the advantage of disciplined systems. They hold when you do not. Discipline expands beyond productivity. It governs communication. The Stoic speaks with intention. Words are measured, not impulsive. Silence is used strategically. Every statement either builds clarity or destroys it. By mastering language, you preserve authority. Speech becomes action, not noise. Behavioral order extends to emotional management. You schedule time for reflection. You train the mind like the body, deliberately, with endurance meditation, journaling, or strategic silence, become tools of alignment. These are not rituals of calm. They are maintenance for control. Without reflection, structure decays. The disciplined person maintains standards regardless of recognition. You execute at the same level in silence as you do in the spotlight. Integrity means internal consistency. When effort no longer depends on observation, you have entered true discipline. You are not performing for approval, you are maintaining principle. This level of conduct creates momentum that compounds. Small victories stack into unstoppable rhythm. You realize that consistency builds speed without rush. Each correct action reinforces confidence. You no longer chase progress, you maintain it. That maintenance becomes identity. The Stoic uses discipline to neutralize temptation. Temptation is not just indulgence, it is deviation from alignment. Anything that breaks rhythm weakens command. You respond to temptation with structure, not guilt. When your schedule leaves no room for distraction, temptation has nowhere to enter. Behavioral precision is impossible without clarity of purpose. The disciplined person knows why they act. Purpose directs effort. When effort has direction, fatigue loses power. Each task connects to meaning. The mind endures longer when it serves a clear mission. Clarity prevents burnout because confusion is what drains energy. The disciplined person embraces repetition because it refines focus. Each cycle removes inefficiency. Over time, what once required effort becomes automatic. You stop wasting energy deciding whether to act. You act. That automation is the foundation of high performance. You begin to apply discipline in conversation. You listen more than you speak. You filter emotional triggers before responding. You respect silence as a tool of understanding. The Stoic knows that mastery of reaction begins with mastery of words. Control of language equals control of self. Discipline applies equally to consumption. What you read, watch, and engage with becomes fuel for your mind. The Stoic curates input carefully. Low-quality consumption poisons perspective. High-quality information strengthens reason. Each choice to filter noise reinforces sovereignty. Behavioral discipline transforms relationships. You stop demanding from others what you have not mastered in yourself. You treat people according to principle, not emotion. You no longer chase validation or react to provocation. Every interaction becomes an opportunity to demonstrate composure. The disciplined person moves with quiet authority. You arrive early, prepared, and steady. You follow through on commitments without reminders. This consistency earns respect without words. Reputation becomes predictable reliability. Others begin to trust your presence as structure. Your physical habits mirror your mental posture. Clean diet, strong body, controlled sleep, all sustain clarity. The Stoic trains the body not for vanity, but for reliability. Strength supports focus. Endurance supports consistency. The body becomes the instrument of the will, not its obstacle. Discipline in execution also requires awareness of limits. Pushing without structure leads to collapse. The Stoic manages effort like a strategist manages resources. Every burst of action is followed by measured recovery. Sustainability is the highest form of discipline because it guarantees continuity. When setbacks occur, discipline prevents collapse. You do not abandon the plan. You adjust and continue. Momentum is preserved because the system is flexible within structure. The Stoic does not see failure as interruption, only as feedback. That feedback sharpens the next move. Behavioral discipline also includes emotional detachment from outcomes. You follow the process, regardless of recognition. The world may ignore your effort, but you continue. You act because discipline demands it, not because applause rewards it. This separation ensures endurance through obscurity. Your standard becomes sacred. Once you establish it, you defend it. No negotiation, no exception. Each time you maintain it under pressure, its authority increases. Standards are not heavy. They are liberating. They remove the confusion of choice. Once the rule exists, you follow it. As this structure strengthens, the mind grows quieter. You no longer argue with yourself before acting. Action becomes expression of identity. You are not trying to be disciplined. You are discipline. This alignment between mind and behavior is the core of Stoic power. Discipline teaches patience. You no longer expect instant results. You understand that compounding requires time. You act daily with confidence in the invisible accumulation of progress. The Stoic's patience is active, not passive. It works while waiting. You start to see how control in small actions creates control in large ones. The way you manage an hour reflects how you manage a year. The way you handle a single task reflects how you handle chaos discipline scales. It builds competence from the smallest repetition. Behavioral structure frees you from dependence on emotion. You no longer wait to feel ready, inspired, or confident, you act from decision. Emotion follows execution. This reverses the weakness of modern living. You control the sequence, act first, feel later. When you hold this standard long enough, it becomes culture. Your environment begins to adapt to your order. People respect your time because they see you respect it. Your surroundings mirror your structure. Discipline spreads like gravity. It organizes whatever it touches. The Stoic lives by the equation of effort and direction. You expend energy only where it creates return. You no longer waste motion. You say no often, yes rarely, and always with clarity. Simplicity becomes a tool of preservation. The less you scatter, the stronger you become. Eventually, discipline becomes invisible. It is not announced or celebrated. It exists in the smooth execution of your day. You no longer feel the strain of effort because effort has become identity. Others call it discipline. To you, it is normal conduct. At this point, behavioral order merges with inner dominion. The two are inseparable. Your conduct reflects your mind. Your mind reflects your structure. You live in synchronization. This is where mastery begins, the moment discipline is no longer practiced but embodied. Strategic endurance is the Stoics' test of longevity. It measures how long your structure holds when time stretches beyond comfort. Anyone can remain composed for a moment. Mastery begins when composure is extended across seasons. The disciplined person knows that endurance is not passive tolerance. It is active resistance to decay. You maintain control through fatigue, through monotony, through the long silence between visible results. The Stoic plans for duration. You design systems that function when motivation collapses. The wise do not build their willpower around excitement. They build it around architecture. Endurance is sustained by infrastructure, not feeling. Your systems must be strong enough to carry you when emotion fades. That is why the disciplined person treats each routine as sacred structure. The repetition that bores others sustains you. Strategic endurance means expecting fatigue and designing for it. You prepare the plan, knowing that at some point, energy will fall, focus will fade, and doubt will appear. When that moment arrives, the system executes itself. You have written the rules in advance, and those rules protect you from the collapse of mood. The Stoic survives long tests not through intensity, but through design. Endurance exposes your relationship with time. The impatient are always defeated because they measure success by immediacy. The Stoic measures it by continuity. Each day completed under principle is victory. Each hour of discipline is compound interest in identity. The passage of time becomes an ally when consistency defines you. The mind must adapt to duration. You learn to accept the slow pace of transformation. You train yourself to remain committed when results remain invisible. Progress hidden from view still accumulates. The disciplined person works without applause because they understand the mathematics of compounding. The unseen hours are the foundation of inevitability. Strategic endurance requires energy management. You do not waste intensity on unimportant battles. You preserve it for decisive actions. Fatigue is not failure. It is feedback. It teaches you to pace your effort. The Stoic adjusts, not abandons. You refine your rhythm to ensure sustainability. Excess effort burns, but measured effort builds. Endurance is a posture of faith in process. You continue through dry seasons without resentment. You do not demand comfort from challenge. You do not seek shortcuts from discomfort. The Stoic accepts repetition as a friend of mastery. Each cycle of effort strengthens resilience. Each completion without reward trains patience. To endure strategically, you must disconnect identity from pace. You are not failing because results are delayed. You are building proof that you can operate without visible confirmation. That ability separates temporary motivation from true conviction. The Stoic endures because their sense of worth is built on conduct, not outcome. You manage morale like a commander manages resources. When energy drops, you conserve it through efficiency, not surrender. You cut unnecessary movement. You simplify strategy. You rest deliberately, not reactively. The disciplined person understands that rest without intention becomes decay. True recovery is restoration of structure. Long-term endurance depends on purpose alignment. If your goals are shallow, fatigue exposes them. When your mission carries weight, you push through fatigue with clarity. You endure because the alternative is betrayal of principle. The Stoic never quits out of boredom or fatigue. They adjust until the mission is complete. Endurance requires a flexible mind. Rigidity breaks under time. You must learn adaptation without compromise. The disciplined person bends in strategy, but remains fixed in principle. When conditions shift, you shift methods, not values. Flexibility without corruption is wisdom. The Stoic learns to enjoy delayed gratification. You begin to prefer the long route because it strengthens your patience. Quick rewards teach dependence. Slow rewards build stability. Each extended effort rewires your nervous system to associate satisfaction with endurance, not escape. Strategic endurance thrives on small victories. You divide large goals into measurable units. Each completion fuels momentum. This division converts overwhelming challenges into daily execution. You never face the entire mountain. You face the next step. Over time, the summit appears naturally through accumulation. The greatest threat to endurance is distraction disguised as progress. Busyness without direction erodes consistency. The disciplined person distinguishes between movement and advancement. You track metrics that matter, not activities that entertain. Precision protects energy. To sustain endurance, you cultivate silence. Noise drains focus. You limit exposure to opinions, trends, and external measurements. The Stoic works in privacy because isolation guards intent. When you detach from public validation, fatigue loses its voice. You endure longer when your purpose is internal. Endurance demands emotional neutrality. Frustration, doubt, or excitement, all are spikes that disrupt stability. The Stoic trains to remain centered regardless of emotional weather. You observe emotion as information, not instruction. The mind that endures treats feeling as a transient visitor, not a ruler. You practice consistency in mundane moments. How you behave when unseen defines endurance. The smallest acts, maintaining posture, finishing a task, showing up early, train your brain for reliability. Endurance is not one grand act. It is a thousand quiet repetitions that prove commitment. Over long timelines, most people lose direction because they crave novelty. The Stoic creates novelty within discipline. You refine technique, elevate standards, explore depth. The same act becomes new when observed with awareness. Curiosity within structure prevents stagnation. Strategic endurance transforms difficulty into identity. You begin to see hardship as the raw material of strength. Fatigue becomes proof of engagement. Pain becomes evidence of capacity. Every hour endured is a message to the self. You are still here, still executing, still under control. When others collapse, you continue because you planned for collapse. You anticipated failure and built systems to absorb it. You recover faster because your foundation was never emotional. The Stoic rebuilds quietly. The interruption becomes another repetition of resilience. Long endurance teaches humility. You realize how little control you have over timing and circumstance. you stop forcing results and start refining consistency. This humility converts frustration into patience. Patience turns into insight. Insight sustains direction. Strategic endurance sharpens clarity. As time strips away illusion, only principle remains. You no longer act for recognition. You act because discipline defines you. The years become your allies. Each repetition polishes character. The stoic ages into strength rather than escaping it. Endurance also builds perspective. You stop judging short-term fluctuations as success or failure. You see them as movements within a larger trajectory. Temporary loss becomes irrelevant when viewed through decades. You develop calm proportionality, the ability to hold a long view while executing in detail. The disciplined person learns that restarts are part of endurance. You do not collapse when rhythm breaks. You resume instantly. The lapse does not define you. The return does. Each restart strengthens resilience. You normalize recovery instead of shame. The stoic always returns to the line. Strategic endurance is the death of drama. You no longer need emotional highs to stay engaged. You replace them with purpose-driven steadiness. Boredom loses its power because focus replaces stimulation. The mind anchored in mission cannot be seduced by distraction. You manage energy as capital. Each choice either spends or invests it. Gossip, complaint, or indecision are expenditures. Training, reflection, or strategy are investments. Over years, this economy defines destiny. The stoic accumulates compound power through efficient expenditure of will. Endurance produces confidence rooted in data, not emotion. You have evidence of survival. You have memories of persistence. Confidence becomes factual record, not self-talk. Each challenge endured becomes proof that you can sustain the next. Strategic endurance also purifies intent. Long-term effort exposes vanity. If your purpose is ego, fatigue will reveal it. The stoic remains because their motive is principle. They endure not to appear strong, but because strength is duty. When appearance fades, only truth remains. As endurance deepens, time becomes an ally. You stop rushing milestones. You learn to enjoy process as the highest reward. The disciplined person finds satisfaction in motion itself. Success becomes the continuity of effort, not the completion of outcome. When endurance becomes identity, pressure dissolves. You no longer dread long journeys, you expect them. You understand that longevity outlasts intensity. The stoic measures power by how long composure lasts under adversity. That duration defines greatness. Strategic endurance converts life into training. Every event, every obstacle, every delay becomes a repetition of control. There is no wasted season. You are either reinforcing discipline or revealing where it weakens. Both outcomes strengthen you. Through endurance, you gain foresight. You can see which patterns lead to decay and which lead to progress. This clarity gives you strategic advantage. You stop reacting to life and begin directing it. The future bends to consistency. The stoic who endures strategically becomes unshakable. The world may shift, economies may fall, relationships may change, but internal order remains. The same posture that carried you through fatigue carries you through uncertainty. You remain operational when others retreat. At this stage, resilience becomes serenity. The effort no longer feels forced. It flows through design and repetition. Your system sustains itself. The discipline you built now carries you without strain. This is the reward of strategic endurance, the evolution from survival to permanence. The stoic finishes where they began, composed, precise, and disciplined. Endurance has become instinct. Time has become ally. the mission continues not through excitement, but through principle. This is the quiet strength that outlasts circumstance, the structure that cannot be defeated by duration. Philosophical permanence is the culmination of stoic discipline. It is the moment when behavior, belief, and identity merge into one unbroken posture. The mind no longer switches between ideals and actions. They have become the same motion. The Stoic reaches this state through years of repetition, refinement, and reflection, until principle is no longer a choice, but a nature. Permanence is not stillness, it is stability in movement. You begin to realize that mastery is not maintained through effort alone, it is maintained through integration. Every decision, every action, every silence becomes aligned with your structure. The disciplined person no longer lives in reaction to events. You act as the embodiment of your own law. The external world cannot shift what has become internal truth. Philosophical permanence emerges when discipline ceases to feel restrictive. What once required restraint now feels like freedom. The Stoic does not resist temptation because temptation has lost its relevance. You do not fight impulses. They simply no longer hold command. This transformation marks the point where philosophy becomes instinct. Permanence is not achieved through perfection. It is achieved through unwavering return to principle. The Stoic falls, recalibrates, and stands again without emotional turbulence. The cycle of correction becomes seamless. You no longer waste energy on shame or denial. You correct because correction is duty. The absence of fluctuation becomes strength. This permanence extends into thought. The mind stops entertaining internal conflict. Doubt, fear, and pride lose their grip because they find no negotiator inside. The self is unified. When your internal counsel speaks with one voice, clarity becomes effortless. That clarity reflects outward as calm authority. Philosophical permanence transforms your relationship with uncertainty. You stop demanding guarantees. You meet the unknown with composure because you have already accepted its inevitability. The Stoic understands that permanence does not mean control of conditions. It means control of conduct under any condition. As this state deepens, you start to notice that time loses its anxiety. You no longer rush to achieve or cling to preserve. You operate with the calm of inevitability. Each day becomes a complete statement of discipline. You stop living for the future and start living from principle. The quality of the present moment becomes your measure of success. When philosophy becomes permanent, integrity becomes non-negotiable. You cannot act against your structure without immediate dissonance. The body, mind, and conscience reject contradiction. This sensitivity keeps you aligned. What was once forced now becomes automatic protection of order. You begin to sense a quiet detachment from the chaos of others. The world still moves unpredictably, but your posture remains constant. You no longer mirror the emotions of the environment. You influence it through stability. The Stoic becomes a still axis around which others calibrate their disorder. Permanence gives birth to moral gravity. People feel the weight of your presence not through words, but through consistency. They may not understand your calm, but they respect it. Influence without demand becomes a natural consequence of mastery. The Stoic does not persuade, they exist as evidence. At this level, discipline turns into serenity. There is no longer tension between desire and control. You have merged them into alignment. You desire only what is within command. The absence of contradiction is peace. This is the peace the ancients described, not the silence of passivity, but the precision of harmony. The Stoic with permanence does not chase growth through novelty. You refine through constancy. Each repetition deepens understanding. Each act of discipline reveals subtler details of principle. Progress becomes vertical instead of horizontal, depth over expansion. You evolve by refining, not by diversifying. In permanence, gratitude becomes natural. You no longer need external events to feel grounded. The mere ability to act according to principle becomes enough. Gratitude becomes clarity, awareness that living under reason is the highest privilege. The Stoic finds fulfillment in order itself. Philosophical permanence changes how you perceive others. You stop expecting alignment from those without structure. You observe without judgment. Their instability no longer provokes you. You see in their chaos the reflection of your past struggle. Compassion replaces frustration. Wisdom carries understanding without compromise. The disciplined person realizes that permanence requires maintenance. Even though identity has been built, it must still be guarded. You maintain vigilance without paranoia. Each morning renews your oath to principle. The repetition of renewal keeps arrogance away. The Stoic stays humble through continued observation of self. Permanence is endurance elevated to clarity. You do not merely survive challenges, you interpret them as reaffirmations of order. Difficulty ceases to threaten, it now confirms alignment. Every test becomes recognition of your capacity. The Stoic learns to see adversity as validation, not interference. At this level, philosophy becomes indistinguishable from spirituality. The structure of discipline transforms into reverence for reason itself. You begin to feel the sacredness of order, the beauty of alignment between thought and action. The Stoic's worship is precision. The ritual is consistency. Permanence sharpens perception. You see the mechanics of chaos without being consumed by them. You can observe conflict and emotion in others, as if watching the wind. You understand causes without absorbing effects. That objectivity allows compassion without contamination. The Stoic with permanence lives without pretense. You no longer perform stability. You are stability. Your presence carries assurance. Those around you sense trust because there is no unpredictability in your conduct. Integrity radiates through repetition. Words are no longer needed to prove principle. You discover that permanence is liberation from dependency. You do not need praise, comfort, or control to feel steady. You operate with the same composure in abundance and scarcity. Freedom for the Stoic is constancy of posture across all conditions. When nothing external alters your inner structure, freedom is complete. The permanence of principle turns pain into neutral data. Suffering becomes information about reality, not a violation of it. You analyze it, adjust, and proceed. This detachment does not make you cold. It makes you effective. Emotion remains, but it is governed. Sensation exists, but it is understood. Philosophical permanence matures patience. You no longer demand that life conforms to your pace. You adapt to its rhythm without losing control. When others panic during delay, you remain calm because delay is natural to long construction. You trust the process because the process is you. At this height, simplicity becomes elegance. You strip away ornament from language, emotion, and thought. Efficiency becomes art. The Stoic moves through the world like a precise instrument, nothing wasted, nothing exaggerated. This refinement of expression mirrors the refinement of mind. You begin to see legacy as an extension of order. Legacy is not fame or recognition. It is the continuation of structure beyond your presence. The systems you build, the example you embody, the discipline you demonstrate, these become echoes that outlast you. The Stoic leaves behind function, not decoration. Philosophical permanence transforms time itself. You no longer divide life into past and future. You exist in continuity. Each day connects seamlessly to the last because every day follows the same principle. The uniformity of purpose creates timelessness. The Stoic lives in an unbroken line of discipline. When permanence settles, you cease to chase peace. You live inside it. Chaos outside cannot enter because there are no open doors left. The structure is sealed by principle. This does not isolate you. It integrates you. You are part of the world, but unaffected by its disorder. The Stoic begins to embody a calm intensity that others cannot categorize. You are both still and powerful, silent yet commanding. The absence of volatility is mistaken for mystery. In truth, it is mastery. Power without noise is the highest form of strength. Permanence refines courage. Fear still whispers, but it cannot dictate. You face risk with methodical preparation, not bravado. The Stoic's courage is not emotion, it is precision under threat. You advance without excitement because the decision was made long before the danger appeared. You realize that permanence requires solitude, not isolation from others, but independence from influence. You think deeply, act independently, and speak only when speech serves principle. Solitude becomes nourishment for clarity. From that clarity, wisdom grows. The longer permanence endures, the more invisible it becomes. True mastery does not announce itself. It manifests through harmony between decision and result. You become transparent in your own system, present, efficient, and silent. Others feel your steadiness even when you do nothing. Philosophical permanence turns mortality into reflection, not fear. You recognize that death does not interrupt principle. The disciplined life is already a rehearsal for departure. Each day lived in alignment is a complete expression of philosophy. When the end arrives, it meets order, not chaos. In this final posture, the Stoic stands unshaken. You are no longer seeking meaning, you are meaning in motion. Philosophy has replaced uncertainty. You exist as clarity embodied. Every act, every silence, every thought is clean. That is the destination of discipline, the construction of a life that cannot be corrupted by circumstance. The permanence of this state does not demand perfection, it demands continuity. You remain faithful to the structure regardless of emotion, outcome, or time. When life shifts, your posture holds the same steadiness that began with acting like you cannot lose ends with understanding you never needed to win. You only needed to remain whole.